Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Welcome, everyone, for another episode. I've got a doozy for you today, let me tell you. I've recently come to the conclusion that every accident in my life happens because I'm not aware. You know, basically the shit hits the fan when we're not mindful. And I'm a mindfulness teacher. So I've got a story to tell you this week. I was at the Mindful Leadership Summit in DC this past weekend. And I was presenting. I was the mindful movement teacher. I was up on stage bringing people through mindful movement sessions throughout the few days that we were together. And amongst the presenters list, there were some hefty, hefty teachers there. I mean, scientists, researchers, teachers teaching mindfulness in big education programs. There were business leaders and philanthropists and activists, and there was me. And I was the mindful movement teacher. So all weekend long, I was meeting people and talking people about mindfulness, about being mindful, paying attention on purpose. This is what we were all there to learn how to do, to learn how to bring it to our back home, into our organizations. It's a really powerful summit. And I was, like I said, on the presenters list as a speaker. So lots of people were asking me for advice, for my practices, for how they can learn mindfulness or teach mindfulness. So just the last day of the conference, I am walking through the hotel lobby and I'm walking into a session and I walked into a wall. I kid you not. Half my body. So my right half of the body walked right into a wall. I had not seen it. I don't know where I was. I don't know what I was doing. But let me tell you, it hurt. I saw stars. My entire right side of my body, my shoulder blade, my hip, just bam. You know when you're not expecting something to happen? So my first reaction was I just froze because I was in so much pain and I was just scared I had done some damage. And then after a minute or two, I gained some consciousness back. Thankfully, I didn't hit my head. And I looked around. I was like, oh, crap. Did anybody just see that? Because I just walked into a wall at a mindfulness conference. Well, I don't think anybody saw it. And if they did, who cares, right? But I laughed. I mean, I just laughed at the irony of it all. When we're not mindful, it's when accidents happen. So I thought I'd talk to you this week about not being aware and some of the levels of awareness that I talk about in my book, On the Verge. You know, when we're busy, that's the first level, by the way, busy mind. When we're busy in our busy mind, it's usually when stuff happens. Mistakes are made, accidents happen, you know, stuff that just causes us great inconvenience in our life, such as dropping your keys, spilling your coffee, losing your phone again, right? Finding yourself on Facebook again. All of these things, eating too much, all of a sudden, you know, you're up to your eighth olive, and I'm just saying that from experience, right? So not being aware of not being aware. This is what we do in our busy mind. We're just not aware that we're not aware. So I walked into that wall because I wasn't aware that I wasn't aware. And that may not make any sense to you right now, but stay with me for a minute. So when we're busy, when we're distracted, we know this, right? Stuff happens, shit happens. But there are times when we can just catch ourselves. You know, when you just catch yourself about to be unaware or not aware, such as when you catch yourself not paying attention with driving, and that's a really good thing, right? When you just catch yourself just falling asleep, which is really scary, or just, you know, starting to drift off or look around. So when we're able to catch ourselves not being aware, that's the moment when we're waking up. So I call this second level waking up. Level one, busy mind. Level two, waking up. We wake up when all of a sudden we recognize that we're frozen with fear as we step onto the tennis court or as we step onto the stage, right? We recognize it and we just wake up. Whoa, okay, here I am. It's the moment when we sense anger arise, you know, when we're about to say something that we know is gonna cause us a lot of trouble. So there's being busy, busy mind, not aware when you're not aware. And then there's waking up, becoming aware when you're just about to be not aware. So this is really helpful, and this is really what mindfulness practice is. It's paying attention on purpose. It's catching ourselves when we're about to get distracted or when we've just become distracted. So then there's another step that's really important in our growth, I guess you could say, although as you can tell, I really haven't grown, or I have grown in some areas, but I still slip back and walk into walls. So the next level I call the power pause. So there are moments when we are catching ourselves, right? Catching ourselves with the donut in hand, right? Just coming up to our mouth. Not that there's anything wrong with donuts, because every once in a while, we should all eat a donut. But you're noticing the donut coming almost into your mouth, and you pause. And you catch yourself almost being not aware. Unless you're very, very conscious that, you know what, today I'm eating that donut. But if you know that today is not the day for you to eat the donut because you had one yesterday, well, then you become aware and you pause. And you just take that 1 to 3 breaths. All right, I'm going to take 3 breaths and then I'm going to decide. Do I say what I think I need to say? Do I pause? Do I react? Do I not react? Do I eat the donut? Do I have the second, third, fourth drink? Do I just, you know, am I aware of what I'm doing? So this is how pausing could really help us. So had I paused before I walked into the wall, it would have saved me a lot of pain, but I was just not aware that I wasn't aware at that time. So now we get to the next level, which is not really a level, like a linear level. It's just, you know, this is just an idea that I've come up with about these different levels of awareness. And the next one is when you start to glimpse your natural state. I talk about this a lot in my book, the natural state of clear mind, bright body, open heart. So when you glimpse your natural state, you know, it's like that aha. That's really what the aha is. It's like the aha, look at that sunset. Wow. It's the aha, let me pause and just drink in this incredible experience with my family or on top of a mountain or at the beach or in front of an audience. It's like, let me just pause. I had one of those moments at this summit, in fact, because I was moving 800 plus people. And I was in front of the audience and we were moving really simply, you know, just matching movement and breath as a way to synchronize mind and body. And I just saw this sea of people moving in unison. It was awe-inspiring. And so I had this glimpse of this just brilliance of being alive and being with people who all felt, or hopefully most of them felt, that same synchronicity of movement and breath. It was pretty awesome. So we have these moments, these glimpses of being in this ordinary yet extraordinary natural state of our being. So we could feel it in the awe when we look up at the stars at night. We can feel it in the confidence that we may have in taking that last shot on the court, or in pausing to really listen and connect with somebody that you don't even know, right? It's those moments. So I'm just going to backtrack here. We've got busy mind. Busy mind, you walk into walls, okay? As I demonstrated at the Mindful Leadership Summit. That's the first, busy mind. Second is waking up and noticing just before you're not aware, just before something happens, just before you eat the donut, right? You're aware that you're about to be not aware. You're about to walk into the wall. Then the next level is to pause. So you're conscious enough to pause before you're not aware, before you swerve on the road, right? Before you say something that is not nice and not necessary. You pause. And this is called being skillful in the mindfulness world. Being skillful, being mindful. And now we're up to just glimpsing the power of the present moment, glimpsing and pausing in the brilliance of just being aware of being alive. And then the last step, which happens to all of us, by the way, it's not linear and it doesn't just happen and you never go back, as you know now, because you know, I go back and forth up and down these levels all day long. The fifth level is, I call living on the verge. And that is to be fully aware. So fully aware for not just a glimpse, but perhaps for an extended period of time. I felt like I was on the verge, living on the verge during my whole movement session, with 800 people moving with me and breathing with me. Not lasted, you know, 5, 8, 10 minutes, but it was an extended period of presence, and it energized me for hours afterward. And you've had this experience too. You've had these moments on vacation, during a hike, during, you know, a nap even, or during a time when you're in deep creative mode. You've had moments when you've been perhaps gazing at the stars or staring at the ocean or surfing or floating. I am a big floater. I love to just float on the water. And so there could be extended periods of time of just being awake and aware and fully alive. And so we've got these levels, and if you keep it light enough and not think it's anything that you have to achieve, you can actually have some fun with it. Although sometimes it's kind of painful to not be aware, but it does remind you and reminded me to, you know, during this time, I'm not there yet, right? I'm still in process. Being human is about experiencing, you know, making mistakes, falling down, getting back up, staying humble, staying sincere. So I walked into a wall at the Mindful Leadership Summit. And luckily, I didn't hurt myself too badly. Luckily, it all worked out and I could have a good laugh. But it really does continue to remind me that to be mindful is to be awake and aware, and to really give myself that pat on the back and the hug when I walk into walls, when I drop my coffee, to just recognize that it's going to happen. There are going to be times during the day when you're not aware. So just start to recognize those. Recognize moments when you're not aware. And instead of beating yourself up or just smoothing it over, just recognize, I wasn't aware. And oftentimes I'll just say either not aware or not mindful. And it's just a reminder that I'm still working on this stuff. So thank you for joining me. Thanks for taking this ride along the levels of awareness with me. You can learn more in my book, On the Verge, Wake Up, Show Up, and Shine. And also hang out with me on this podcast, on Facebook, on Twitter. I'm starting to get a little bit more active on Twitter, Instagram, having fun. And I actually have fun in all the different arenas in different ways. So join me, engage with me, and I will see you or be with you next time.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play, and help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.